In recent years, the occurrence of cyclones has been really increasing around 3 to 4 times every year. So the problem of disaster waste is really important now in the Pacific Islands. And I think looking at past disaster we have, and a cyclone, which is combined with flooding, we have encountered a lot of problems with large quantities of disaster waste, which has to be dealt with urgently because of associated environmental and health problems.
If we take Cyclone Winston as the example, is part of the problem that the urgency is, if you like, to get the fallen trees, to get the damaged houses out of the way and try and get life back to normal and moving again as quickly as possible, but there's less thought given to disposing of the waste that's left behind?
I think, yeah, that's the problem we have experienced whenever the disaster strikes. A lot of generated waste piles up along the road and beside the houses, and that disturbs recovery efforts. We try to encourage government agencies responsible to try and put in place some plans, because at the moment you may find out that most of the countries in the Pacific Islands have disaster plans, but they don't address the generated disaster waste. Experience from Winston impact to Fiji, still there are efforts trying to remove some existing waste in remote areas. And that's combined with the absence of a proper waste disposal site. So a lot of waste is still piled up, not only in Fiji, but even Vanuatu. We're now looking at trying to do some other works at the landfill in Port Vila because of PAM 2 years ago. So the impact is long-term, and with the generation of large quantities of waste within 2 or 3 days, it's a problem to the countries to handle.
You talk about disaster management planning, and it's a subject that we refer to quite regularly on Pacific Beat. There seem to be meetings of one sort or another going around the Pacific at regular intervals. It will come as a surprise to many, I would have thought, to learn that this question of disposing of waste generated by a disaster seems to be something that's not factored into the planning.
Yeah, you may find out that some agencies are responsible for disaster is operated remotely from the agency responsible for waste. My personal opinion is the responsibility of whoever agency is handling waste responsibility to bring that as a priority and negotiate with the disaster agency. And that's what we are trying to promote, the prioritization of disaster waste in the disaster management plan of countries. Maybe we'll look at how to move forward from here and trying to bring together the responsible agency. Because if they operate remotely, then it's hard to address the problem.
What are the risks if disaster waste is not dealt with and not cleared away in a timely manner?
If it's a well-developed area, then you may see that a lot of sharp metals, things like from iron roofing materials, and a lot of other waste that it's not easily handled. So it poses immediate health threats to the affected communities from those sharp materials. Not only that, you'll also expect a lot of spilled oil, things like that. If it takes a week for such waste not to be removed, then you also have the bad water problem and flies. So it's going to be generating a lot of problems on top of affected communities. So it's very important that it should be handled very quickly. From our past projects, we found out it's handling the waste as soon as possible reduced the additional costs, not only to the environment, but public health.